Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The search for a gunman in Millis is over. Not because the suspect has been found, but because authorities say the crime never happened. Investigators say a part-time police officer who reported crashing his cruiser after he was shot at made up the story. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The news shocked residents of the small town of 8,000 people. An officer had been shot at while on patrol. That led to a manhunt for a person described as a white male armed with a black handgun. But it ended in a stunning reversal. The officer had made it all up.
We have determined that the officer's story was fabricated.
Millis Police Sergeant William Dwyer says the only ballistics evidence recovered at the crash scene was of shots fired by the officer.
The evidence indicates that the shots were not fired by a suspect, and there was no gunman at large in or around the town.
Police say the officer will be fired and face charges in connection with the shooting. Millis resident Kate DeBate says for a quiet town, the course of events was shocking. But now DeBate says she feels pity.
I feel sorry for the 27-year-old. I mean, he's got some problems. I mean, why do that? I mean, your life's pretty much over now, dude. I mean, it's need some help.
The police officer was hired in June on a part-time basis and was set to begin training as a full-time officer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.